Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer John Gay. Now the dates of John Gay are from 1685 to 1732. Now he was a poet and playwright, and he was also a member of the Scriblerus Club. Scriblerus Club. Spelling kya hai iski? S-C-R-I-B-L-E-R-U-S. Scriblerus Club. This was a literary club, and another important member of this club is Jonathan Swift, the author who has written Gulliver's Travels. And from an exam point of view, this fact is important. We can ask you whether John Gay was a member of the Scriblerus Club or not, and the answer is yes. After that, John Gay is famous for the ballad opera called The Beggar's Opera. This came out in 1728. And as I told you that this is a ballad opera, ballad opera. So, ye ballad opera kya hota hai? I'll tell you in a minute. But before that, understand that there are some famous characters in this play, One such character is called Polly Peacham, Polly Peacham, P-O-L-L-Y, Polly, and P-E-A-C-H-U-M, Polly Peacham. Uske baad ek aur bahut hi famous character hai is play mein. It's called Captain McHeath. Captain McHeath, M-A-C-H-E-A-T-H, McHeath. So they can also ask you, in which play do these characters appear? The answer is The Beggar's Opera. Now coming to the definition of a ballad opera, kya hota hai ye? Now usse pehle aap samjho, what is a opera? O-P-E-R-A, opera kya hota hai? Opera as a definition is a kind of art form that combines music, drama, visual arts as well as dance to tell a story through singing. That is what a opera is. So trained singers actually act out their lines by singing them instead of speaking them. And what is the difference in a normal opera and a ballad opera? In a ballad opera, there are dialogues as well. Everything is not entirely just sung. There are spoken dialogues also along with the songs. Ek to ye difference hai. And ballad operas normally incorporate, existing folk songs, even melodies from, well-known operas, and they are often used to satirize contemporary social or political issues. This is what a ballad opera is. And John Gay's Beggar's Opera is a good example of a ballad opera. In this play, he satirizes the political corruption as well as the social hypocrisy of its time. Now, another fact you should know is that this ballad opera, which is Beggar's Opera, satirized the then Prime Minister of Great Britain, which was Sir Robert Walpole. Un pe ek satire bana diya, matlab isi play mein. Because of this, when the sequel of this play came, which was Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, that was the sequel, the authorities of that time did not allow it to be released. The enactment or the staging of that play became almost impossible, and it was only in the year 1777 that it was allowed. So, ek tarike se sarkar se panga lene ka parinam tha ye. If you take panga with the government, this is what happens. So, in the exam, they can ask you which was the sequel to the play Beggar's Opera. The answer is Polly. Afterwards, let me tell you one more fact. Later on in the 20th century, Bertolt Brecht, with another writer, writes a play called Three Penny Opera. Three Penny, T-H-R-E-E-P-E-N-N-Y, Three Penny Opera. This came out in 1928, and this was inspired by the Beggar's Opera. So the Three Penny Opera is just a kind of adaptation of John Gay's The Beggar's Opera. Now uske baad aapko ek broad storyline pata honi chahiye The Beggar's Opera ki. Isme hota kya hai, there is a character called Peacham, and he just keeps stolen goods. जो चोरी का सामान होता है वो रखता है. ही हैज अ डॉटर कॉल्ड पोली, P-O-L-L-Y, एंड देर इज अनदर कैरेक्टर कॉल्ड McHeath. नाउ McHeath इज जस्ट अ काइंड ऑफ रॉबर हु रॉब्स पीपल ऑन द हाईवे. सो इन दिस वर्क जॉन गे ट्राइज टू पोर्ट्रे द लाइव्स ऑफ अ ग्रुप ऑफ थीव्स, मतलब चोर और प्रोस्टिट्यूट जो हैं इन 18th सेंचुरी लंडन. ही ट्राइज टू पोर्ट्रे देयर लाइफ. Along with this, as I told you that there was also criticism of the then Prime Minister. He also satirizes the Prime Minister. That is why the Prime Minister took offense, and then the authorities didn't allow the release of the sequel to this play, which was Polly. Afterwards, let me tell you one more fact. After the death of John Gay, it was Alexander Pope who contributed to writing the epitaph. Epitaph kya hota hai? It is written on the gravestone of somebody. Jab marne ke baad jo grave hota hai, wahan pe likha jata hai. And you know what the epitaph of John Gay is? This is very important. They can give you a direct question on this. Let me quote it. Quote, "Life is a zest and all things show it. I thought so once, but now I know it." अनकोट, ठीक है. लाइफ इज अ जेस्ट, JEST, जेस्ट, एंड ऑल थिंग्स शो इट. आई थॉट सो वंस बट नाउ आई नो इट. ठीक है. नाउ आफ्टरवर्ड्स ऑल्सो कीप इन माइंड, एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट जॉन गे वॉज अ मेंबर ऑफ द स्क्रिबलरस क्लब, एंड दिस क्लब ऑल्सो हैड अ इम्पैक्ट ऑन द प्लेज दैट जॉन गे रोट. ठीक है. आउट ऑफ दिस टू नेम्स यू शुड रिमेंबर, वन इज कॉल्ड 3 आवर्स आफ्टर मैरिज. ठीक है. 3 आवर्स आफ्टर मैरिज, दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1717. ठीक है. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका दैट वॉज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय द स्क्रिबलरस क्लब, इट्स कॉल्ड द वॉट डियर कॉल इट. ठीक है. द वॉट डियर कॉल इट, डी एपोस्ट्रोफी वाई डियर एंड कॉल इट. ठीक है. दिस केम आउट इन 1715. ठीक है. सो ये दो प्लेस जो हैं ये इंपॉर्टेंट हैं. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर दैट जॉन गे वॉज अ पोएट एज वेल एज अ प्ले राइट. आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट द टू इंपॉर्टेंट प्लेस दैट ही रोट. ठीक है. अंडर द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द स्क्रिबलरस क्लब. आफ्टरवर्ड्स ऑल्सो रिमेंबर दैट ही वॉज अ मेंबर ऑफ द स्क्रिबलरस क्लब एंड जॉनाथन स्विफ्ट वॉज ऑल्सो एन इम्पॉर्टेंट मेंबर ऑफ दिस क्लब. दे कैन आस्क यू इन द एग्जाम हु वर द मेंबर्स ऑफ द स्क्रिबलरस क्लब. तो दो तो आपको बने बताई दिए, वन जॉन गे एंड द अदर वन जॉनाथन स्विफ्ट. आफ्टरवर्ड्स आई टोल्ड यू दैट जॉन गे इज फेमस फॉर द बेगर्स ओपेरा. ठीक है. दिस इज अ गुड एग्जाम्पल ऑफ अ बैलेड ओपेरा. ठीक है. सो यू शुड नो वट इज अ बैलेड ओपेरा. द सीक्वल टू दिस बैलेड ओपेरा वॉज कॉल्ड पॉली, POLLY. ठीक है. आफ्टरवर्ड्स इन द 20th century बर्टोल्ट ब्रेच्ट रोट अ जर्मन अडेप्टेशन ऑफ द बेगर्स ओपेरा. ठीक है. इट वॉज रिलीज्ड इन द जर्मन लैंग्वेज, बट इफ यू वर टू लिटरली ट्रांसलेट दिस टाइटल इन टू इंग्लिश, टाइटल है इसका 3 Penny Opera. ठीक है. 3 Penny Opera. ठीक है. नाउ आफ्टर दैट ऑल्सो रिमेंबर द नेम ऑफ अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पोएम दैट जॉन गे रोट. ठीक है. द नेम ऑफ दिस पोएम इज ट्रिविया और द आर्ट ऑफ वॉकिंग द स्ट्रीट्स ऑफ लंडन. ठीक है. ट्रिविया, TRIVIA, ट्रिविया. ट्रिविया और द आर्ट ऑफ वॉकिंग द स्ट्रीट्स ऑफ लंडन. दिस केम आउट इन 1716. और एक किस चीज के बारे में है, इन दिस पोएम ही ट्राइज टू पोर्ट्रे द लाइफ ऑफ लंडन. द लंडन स्ट्रीट लाइफ इज वॉट ही ट्राइज टू पोर्ट्रे. जॉन गे, ही कैप्चर्स द साइट्स, द साउंड्स, द डेंजर्स ऑफ द सिटी, एंड एट द सेम टाइम ही ऑल्सो ऑफर्स सोशल कॉमेंट्री ऑन अर्बन लाइफ. ठीक है. एंड ऑफ कोर्स फाइनली आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट द एपिटाफ ऑफ जॉन गे. ठीक है. सो रिमेंबर दैट. ठीक है.